Well, welcome to Keys of the Kingdom. I'm Brother Gregory, and we're going to talk about the Kingdom of God, and we're going to talk about, the differences between the Kingdom of God and all the other governments of the world, because we know that Christ's kingdom is not of the world. It's on the planet. It's just not of the world. And so all you have to do is look up the meaning of the word world there in that particular place. Because there's five different words that are translated or can be. There's actually about six that can be translated world. And that one has to do with all the other governments. The constitutional orders and systems of government. And anyway, we're going to talk about the kingdom of God in relationship to those governments. And how that all works in the world today. And we're going to talk about immigration. How do you immigrate to the kingdom of God? Well, you're supposed to be seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And so evidently righteousness has something to do with the kingdom of God. And we know that Christ said things like, love your neighbor as yourself. And so how does that all play into the immigration? I mean, how do you pass the immigration test for entering into the kingdom of God? Well, we're going to look at the problems with immigration in the world. When you're in the world of Mexico or the world of El Salvador or the world of Sweden and the world of Australia and you want to immigrate to America. How do you want the world of the United States? Because that's what that word world in many places in the New Testament means is constitutional order and system of government. I'm quoting you right out of the concordance. That's what it means. But you don't know where, sometimes you see the word world and it means age, time period. And it's translated like age or eternal or whatever. But it's actually the word is aeon. Other times they use a word that means inhabited places and they translate that, the world. But it doesn't mean the planet. God's kingdom is on the earth. Jesus was going to take it away from one group and give it to another. Doesn't operate like the kingdoms of the world, the other governments that exercise authority one over the other, that put up border fences and walls and keep people from entering, or maybe put up border fences and walls to keep people from leaving. That's what the Iron Curtain was, is that you couldn't leave. I had friends when I was growing up that came across the Iron Curtain from Hungary and other places, Cuba and what have you, that had machine gun bullets zinging over their heads as they were escaping over that wall to America that didn't have to have any walls. Although we had border guards. We had border patrols and you had to go through a check stand and check places if you wanted to immigrate to America. Then they would check you for diseases because you might be bringing in diseases that could kill a lot of people and you might be dangerous because you have those diseases. Now, it wasn't to pick on you, but the United States federal government has an obligation. I mean, you created the United States federal government when people signed the Constitution and acquiesce to the Constitution, and in it, the federal government is supposed to protect the borders from any type of foreign invasion, disease, people, mobs, masses, armies, whatever. They're supposed to protect the border, and they're obligated to do that. You've hired them, you've elected them, and they're sworn oaths to do that. Now, we talked this morning for 2 hours about the fact that the people who take over offices in the government, they become persons, actors. They're actually using that word a lot, an actor in the government because they have an office in the government. And they're sworn to uphold the Constitution. But we were showing how almost everybody elected in the vast majority of people elected in the state of Oregon are not obeying the Constitution. They're violating the Constitution of Oregon. And the penalty is spelled out in Article 2, Section 22, that they have to forfeit their office. They can't stay in office. They have to forfeit it. And they can't even run for the office again for 2 years, and they have committed a felony. And they have all done this. Not everyone, but 80 to 90% of the people who are elected to the high offices of the state of Oregon are in violation. Now, we just had this big thing where 11 senators, they left the state and everything to stop one particular bill. Now, the vaccine bill went through, and now another bill went through. I just heard just minutes before the show started that now illegals can get driver's licenses. Well, with that, they can vote. And so you're going to have foreigners meddling in your election. I mean, if that's the case, Putin can send over thousands of Russians disguised as Americans, get driver's licenses, and go to the and meddle in the election now, because they're going to make it legal that they can do this. It's not legal yet that, I mean, some guys just voted that 14-year-olds can vote. That's not an official vote of a state. I believe it's some sort of Democratic, young Democrats or something. They voted that 14-year-olds will have the right to vote. And, of course, the reason why, just the same as they wanted prisoners to have the right to vote. What were some of the other people they wanted to give? Well, you know, of course, illegal aliens the right to vote. Because so many of them are voting socialist. I mean, most people in prison today are registered, you know, those that are registered, or at least they have leanings to the Democratic Party. They like the Democratic Party because the Democratic Party is socialist. Most of the people in South America are voting socialist. That's what happened to Venezuela. They went crazy socialist and it destroyed their country in a short period of time. Other countries try to have some sort of moderation in their socialist desires. But socialism is basically desiring what your neighbor produces and forcing your neighbor to contribute to your welfare by men who exercise authority one over the other but call themselves benefactors. When Christ appointed the kingdom to the apostles, he said, you're not supposed to be that way. You're not to be like the governments of the Gentiles who exercise authority one over the other and call themselves benefactors, because in those governments, they force the offerings of the people, and then they provide you daily bread, free bread, through those forced offerings. And if they have the right to borrow money, they'll actually borrow money against your children, and your children will have to pay back the money. Long story, but we've talked about it many, many times. I'm not sure how many new listeners we have. I was curious to see how many people might show up today. And I have to go to the actual, where's that? My switchboard. Oh yeah, we got people showing up. I don't have my list in front of me of who I can take calls, but I don't know if I'll have time to take calls. I was going to schedule some extra time for the show, but I didn't. So we got a lot to go through. And the big question that I'm going to put out in this show is, who killed Oscar Alberto Martinez Ramirez, which is the big story of the week. Everybody's talking about it. And him and his daughter died while trying to swim across the Rio Grande, entering the United States in what we would have to call illegally. And there is so much misinformation floating around, so much hate. You know, and people say, oh, well, you know, the immigration policies are born out of hatred. Well, most of the laws that they're enforcing now that is causing all this ruckus at the border were passed long before Trump became. They were in place under Obama.